4-H Kicks, W4DJW. Sorry, I had to bug out on you, Patrick.
I understand. Same way with me sometimes.
You had a question?
The APRS message from you earlier today that said V8 on it. I can't remember the rest of it, but it was referring to the radio. Is that the little ST V8H something, the little Yaesu, the submersible one?
Yeah, it's a VX-8R, I think. Let me look at it to be sure. But I think that's what it is, a VX-8R. But I'll look and see. Okay, it says just VX-8. It's a Yaesu VX-8. And I think it was the version before the R came out, which meant that the GPS was external to the handheld.
That's the one you was talking about doing the single sideband on 2 meter?
It was either that one or my 7, VX7R. It's got an R in its name. One of the two, I think. But I don't know. That was quite a while back. Could have been a Kenwood D, a THD7, because I got those too. I got two of those. Let me think what else I got. I've got a few handhelds, but not that many.
Research it a little bit, if anybody had ever made one. And I can't find anything that says about a 2 meter single sideband radio, HD at all.
I've got the manuals online. I can look it up.
I was just curious. That's my question I was going to ask you.
Well, I'll look it up and see if I can get the answer. But I'm thinking it was one of those two, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll look it up.
I said no rush. I was just, if you knew off the top of your head. But I have one of the little Kenwood TH6 or F6, I believe it is. I'd have to look at it and see them driving right now if I can't look at it. But I don't think it does the 2 meter sideband either.
So I did a scan on the 7's manual, and it does mention single sideband, but it's in reference to preventing you from encroaching on the weak signals portion of the band. So they cut you off before you get into the weak signal section. So I'll go look at the VX8 now. They've got the same thing. So they say the same thing. I could have been crossbanding, but I had the the Yagi in my hand. But you know, the Yagi could have been connected to the Flex radio, which is in that same room. I can't remember my exact setup. It could have been crossbanding to the Flex radio, and then the Flex radio was connected to the single sideband.
I seen that come across, and I was like, wait a minute. Well, there's somebody to ask about that radio, because there's one of them for sale right now on either eBay or Facebook Marketplace for a fairly decent price. But that's still an expensive radio.
It is still these days with all those other new ones with the color touch screens, because this does not, it's got a monochrome and it's not touch screen, and they're tiny.
Need as much on it as you will the new one.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I wouldn't let mine go. I wouldn't sell them for the price of a new one.
Good radio.
Yeah, it's amazing what they'll do. And these things are, I bought mine 10, 12 years ago. Or could be more.
I appreciate the information, Dave. I don't want to keep you. I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
All right. The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking I was probably just had coax connected to the Flex radio, and the handheld was just keeping me from being tied down to the bench so I could move around with my hand, with the Yagi in my hand and the handheld in one hand, and the coax going over, you know, a long piece of coax so that I could walk around. I was hunting for a way to get in. It could have been, and that's how I was doing that.
Well, I'll keep doing some research then, but I appreciate the information. And you're always there to help out when we need an answer to a question.
Do you have a rig that you can cross band to, like send in 70 centimeters and transmit out 2 meter sideband?
Sure, if the 991A does that or not. I don't think I've read that in the manual anywhere, but I could be wrong. I've been doing so much research and radio stuff lately. I can't keep it all straight sometimes.
I know the Kenwood TS-2000 allows you to do that. There's a couple of different ways you can get it to do that, but I'm not sure about the Yaesu desktop models.
I know the Kenwood I'm on right now will do cross-band repeat, and my ID-5100 will do it, but neither one of them have single sideband.
The D710 won't do single sideband?
Not that I'm aware of.
I got the manual on that. Let me look that one up. I would think it would be able to, but I could be wrong.
I haven't any luck finding a mobile radio or a handheld that does that. Now, there's some out there that will receive, but not transmit.
All right, I got to go to the archives to get a Kenwood manual. Kenwood manuals are back off on a different disc, so it'll take me a minute, but I'll go look it up.
I'm pulled into my next stop, so I'm going to be here for a few minutes. So I'm going to say 73 for right now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Thanks again.
All right, well, I'll let you know if I find a solution. KO4X, HKX, W4DJW. Clear.